This tape is concerning the 2300 days and the millennium by Dr. Henry C. Kinley.
And it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace, which is in the province of Elam. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Ulai. Then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, behold, an eagle came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him. And there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great, even to the host of heaven. And it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice, by reason of transgression. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that third saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? And he said unto me, until 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision, and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood. And when he came, I was afraid, and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest, having two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Greece. And the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his part. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressions are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice. and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning which was told is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted, and was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it.
Errors and mistakes have been made. Serious errors. By the most trained Bible theologians. You know anything about it. Now we have told you for a long, long time. In fact, I've been telling you for 35 years that there is no man on the face of this earth. He just didn't hear. Now, when I say that, I mean just what I say.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't need nobody to go outside the building out there and try to tell somebody what I mean by what I say. I mean just what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, if anything definite is learned about God, God will have to teach it himself.
Mm-hmm.
Your head, your kind of mind is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And insufficient. Now that means this, that your degrees, you understand, your diplomas, your education, none of it, it ain't no good.
Right.
Now we incorporated this school to teach you about the deep esoteric secrets of God. Now, I mean by that, I don't mean that I'm capable and qualified to teach or to think. I don't mean that. I mean that God Almighty must be in me. And if not, I'm disqualified.
Right.
You understand? The Holy Spirit. God is the teacher. As the Apostle Paul said, our sufficiency is not of us. That we ought to even think anything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And whatever you think, whatever you think, with the kind of mind that you were born with, whatever you think about anything, that's wrong.
Maybe you wouldn't understand that. A lot of people wouldn't make things like that.
That's right.
But I said, how do you know that what I think is wrong?
you know?
How do you know? Pop, what do you mean? You a fortune teller? Or something like that?
Well, you do admit that you did think it, didn't you? Well, if it was you thinking it, you understand, there's no other way for it to be but wrong.
That's right.
Because the carnal mind is insufficient to penetrate a spiritual realm. There's no other conclusion to come to, but it's just wrong. In other words, you think and need it. Capable of qualified or thinking in the spiritual realm, it's not capable in the state that you belong. Therefore, it necessitates a change. Did I get that note?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, listen after now. I don't want to waste no time, I don't want to mention no words, and I want to give you an opportunity. I've been walking around here telling you that if you had any questions of any kind, see me. I told you that I had a vision and a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked you to make me prove it.
That's right.
That was 35 years ago. From no man, from nowhere. Regardless to his frame of what has been able to make me repudiate all the things all that day.
Right.
The best and the very smart. Now, last week I told you that we wanted to get down to business. So I don't want to waste no time. I want to go right into it. Very crux of it. Now, the first thing I want to tell you is this. I ask you people not to sit in the back. I ask you to get up close where you can see and hear. Now, if I don't have to talk loud enough or whatever, you understand? And you didn't do what I asked you, that's not my fault, blame yourself. Now, that was my instruction to you, to get up close. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I want you to get up close, I know that these talks and things are hard to see. And Dr. Gross and the painters and whatnot, they're going over them all the time. So, and we try to get them so you can see in the back.
Right.
We do everything possible for you to see and understand. And now, if you are too interested, you won't see. If you feel that you can see from where you sit, if that's all right with me. And you recall I told you now, it's your soul. I'm not down here to argue with nobody. I'm not down here to agree with anybody either. Somebody said, well, listen, didn't Jesus say agree with thine adversary while starting in the way with him? No. Then somebody got the thing on right in the book. Said, Jesus said, here it is right there, chapter and verse. That I got him that time, he didn't know that was in the Bible. No, you're mistaken. You see, now here's how some of them mistakes are made. Now listen at me. See, because if you don't, you'll never understand, you'll never get the gist. See, he did not say that to the people of this dispensation. See, he didn't say that. Now, he said to those Jews that were under the dispensation of the law, where before he died, his blood had not atoned for. You understand? And everything was dead from the fall of Adam. You understand? You understand? Everybody was in the same rut. And when I say everybody, now would you please take it that I do mean everybody? Don't go out here and try to tell somebody I meant somebody else. Oh, but I mean everybody.
Right.
Okay.
You see? Now that goes for the high priest, everybody. You understand? All the way down. Now he said to them, agree with thine adversary, Messiah, when he's here. See? Because all of them are in the same rut. Now, while you are in that state and in that condition, you understand, you just might as well agree with your adversary, because whether you realize it or not, you're in the way with it.
Get the point? So why are you in the way with it? Agree with it, you understand? Because all of you in the same rut, Jews and Gentiles. See, there was none righteous, no, not a bit. There was all, you understand? But you see, now somebody with a different interpretation on that, what they would think that I didn't know that was in the Bible. And they'd want to waste mine, your time, you understand, trying to find it in the Bible, run some reference to read it to me that it was what they said was in there. It was in there, you see. You get the point? Yes.
Now, I ask you to bring a lot of books. I don't know what all you have brought. But we've gathered up a lot of books from Dr. Gross, we've got Catholics, Protestant Bibles, we've got Revised Standard Reversion, we've got the Holy Name Bible, we've got the King James Version, you understand? I don't know. And just all kinds of books are written by different smart men. You understand?
Right.
Seventh-day Adventist, we got them here. We got the one I wrote. See? Now, it's a whole lot of gall to stand up and say they're all wrong. And you should never do that unless you're able to prove. You understand? Never do a thing like that unless you are prepared to prove. Well, I'm prepared to prove.
That's right.
Now, first thing I want to tell you is how they missed the boat is this. Now, this is how they missed it. Now, you believe me when I tell you this. See? Now, just in case you don't believe me, then right there is where you need to jump on me tonight. Don't be embarrassed. See? Because none of you in here are not hurt with knowledge.
That's the truth.
Feel at home, make yourself at home.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, you understand that kind of dog, don't you?
Yes, right. Sir.
Well, now, believe me when I tell you that the whole entire purpose of God, now, we've done sweating, we've done preaching, all of us have. Telling you this one thing, we told you over and over and over and over and over. Been telling you for 35 years the same thing.
Uh-huh.
You see? No change. People have said, well, listen, I'm sick and tired of that. Now, unless he can tell me something new, there's no sense in me going down there tonight. See? Now, what we think there is we imagine that we learn. We already know what is on. That's what you imagine. You see? And when you're not paying no attention, you understand, you walk up to me unconsciously and ask me a question. You see what I mean? That I have answered for you, I don't know how many times.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, you don't perceive that I have answered.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See? Here's another remark I have made to you. I told you that it was possible for you to know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? The very depths of this esoteric secrets of God, it was possible for everybody in this building to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I told you that there was a way to find out. Know anything that can be known about God, about the dead. I told you that. Now, one more time. Everything is within the realm of eternity. You have been there all the time.
Right.
You have never been outside.
Right.
You never will be.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not. Now here's the subjugation of the carnal mind. A carnal mind is subject to thinking like this. They think that God is way up there in the sky and I'm down here on the earth. And I'm separated from God. And one of these days, you understand? He's going to come down and get me. You understand? Now I'm telling you how a carnal mind thinks.
That's right.
And then I'm going to go to be and live with God. And those of you who have relatives that are dead, see, the preacher has sat up in the pulpit and he's told you this, that one of these days, we're going to all meet mother and our progenitors and ancestors and our relatives and all on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he works on your passions and sentiments.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See? And we're going to all be in heaven with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Then we'll turn around and go in the Bible, and whatever verse we imagine bears out our carnal concept, we'll read that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's supposed to be right. That's supposed to be the doctrine. And that's how all of these books in theology are made up, just like that.
Right.
That's how all these divisions and all are made up. But I want to tell you that's a lot of hogwash. That's not the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now that looks bad, don't it?
Right.
Looks bad from the very word go. See, now, here is some books. here, now this is called a Bible panorama. Now here is a book here from this Holy Name Bible Society here, you see. Understand? Now they're figuring prophetic intervals and whatnot, and they're showing you how the thing is drawn up, you see, from the Garden of Eden. See, starting here with the creation, like we do here. See that now? Now y'all are going to have to work with me, because pretty soon I won't be able to touch the ground, you see. And you have to pay strict attention, but I've got to get this thing laid straight. Now you see, they come on down through here and explain. See, they come on down through the dispensation before the flood and the Garden of Eden and before the flood and all down through here. You understand? Take it clear on down to the end. This is the explanation. You see here? Comes on down. Now they got Jesus here, you see, baptized at the River Jordan. You know how the story goes. Then they got here Pentecost. Then they got the rapture here on up. You understand? And then after the rapture, he comes and grabs you out there, as I told you a while ago, and catches you up in heaven. And the righteous dead that are living, they will be resurrected. And the righteous dead living, the righteous dead that are dead, and the righteous living that are living, they'll all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Then after that, then the man of sin, which is the Antichrist, you see. Understand? Now this is I'm talking about the picture. Here it is. Anybody can have it. You see, anybody can see it. See, then after that, you see, this Antichrist, his reign. You understand? Then in the next, the sixth dispensation ends in the Revelation. Now here he comes back here. You see? Only comes part of the way down here. He comes back here, and his feet's going to come down and touch Mount Olive. Now, any real good stupid person, see? Now, if he come down here after Pentecost, if he come down here and caught up the righteous and the living dead, what would he be coming back for over here? And if all of them was in heaven, all the righteous dead and all the righteous living, what would Antichrist be doing down here with all these millions? See, you wouldn't have nothing to come back after. You see what I mean? Not a thing. But now he's going to be stupid enough to come back over here and come all the way down to Mount Olive, you understand? You see that now? And then after that, this is him coming down. Then here's the judgment of the nations, meaning the different nations in the earth. You understand? And then they're gonna live and reign with him 1,000 years. That's a millennial reign.
Right.
Now you get this word millennium. Millennium, see, in Latin means 1,000.
Right.
Now here is one millennium, or 1,000 years here, that there is, understand, that he's going to catch these out, you understand, he's going to catch these out, and they're going to be in heaven, you understand, and then he's going to come back and bring them with him, you understand. But notwithstanding, there's nothing in here, because here's Antichrist, all these are the devils, you understand.
Right.
See? And then he's going to come back here. What for? I don't know. You see? You see? Then he's going to judge all of the nations. you see. And then they're going to reign with him 1,000 years. Then at the...